This is Jason Patrick. Welcome to the Frog Brothers Podcast.
Haunted by Tapes with the Frog Brothers Podcast.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Haunted by Tapes with the Frog Bros Podcast. Tonight we are talking about the 1987 second best vampire film of the year, Near Dark. But we got some bullshit to share.
No, I got a bunch of
because we're not doing normal episodes during the Halloween season.
You may have noticed we released a review of My Girl just yesterday, and I also picked up the novelization.
Whose phone is getting picked up?
Yours, probably.
No, because I moved mine away and I'm still hearing it.
Mine's out of the way.
I'm not even hearing it now. Tom Harris, Silence of the Lambs, a thrift store copy. This is the copy that came out when the film was out, basically.
When the film came out?
And, yeah, and then I also got another copy of Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. It's the Dover Thrift Editions. This one actually has a lot of interesting notes from somebody who was studying it.
Oh, for school, probably.
Do they draw a penis?
Jenna. I'm not going to say your last name on the podcast,
damn it, just,
but I am going to Facebook you and be like, I have your copy of Frankenstein and send her like some of the excerpts she wrote
her notes,
about it.
Just send her notes.
There's probably 5,000 people with that exact name.
A bolt is the symbol for the evil making of the creature.
Wow. Isn't that fancy? So what else you got over there?
Those are the three books I purchased. And I got some VHS tapes.
VHS
Lost
tapes,
in
huh?
Translation, which I will notice has another person's name on it, Raymond. And then it has a weird L sticker, probably for sorting of some sort somewhere.
Library sorting, maybe?
A Goodwill Media sticker that's been covered up by something else from 2010.
So this thing's been probably passed around like a...
Like that's a Goodwill sticker that was clearly before this sticker. And that's from 2010.
Like a joint?
No.
Like someone's mom?
Family video sticker on it, too.
This thing's
family video. Like we got the new release thing up there.
Mm-hmm. That's Lost in Translation, one of my favorite movies.
This thing's been passed around like Justin, an altar boy at the Catholic Church.
I got a couple candies here, too.
They don't pass them around.
The Junior Mints, limited edition with black and orange centers. Spooky Mints. I'm going to get a couple of these to stock the candy of the store with, but I also got Ghost Dots.
What's the flavor? Is it like lime?
That's ghost.
Which mystery. Flavor? Which ghost? It's a mystery. Strawberry, lemon, lime, cherry, orange. They're the same flavors, it sounds like.
Okay.
They're just all the... It's made by the Jersey Company.
Did you get those spooky Pringles I showed you?
No. I got Mighty Ducks, the movie on VHS.
The animated...
Yeah, you're damn right. It's Mighty Ducks,
when
the movie.
Actually ducks.
And it has the inserts still in here that came with the tape when you would buy it new.
Fucking love when people kept that shit in there. That's like, ugh.
This one I like particularly.
Yeah, just leave it in there. What
do you video mean? Thrills.
Disney Video Thrills. Action Adventure. Unfold Inside. And you will find Aladdin's Arabian Adventures, which is the cartoon series. Some Gargoyles VHS ads and Street Sharks.
Did he have adventures outside of Arabia?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
This should just be.
And there's
Aladdin's
some coupons
Adventures.
For other, some Goldfish Pepperidge Farm,
ooh, you think
mail-in rebates that expires in 1997.
They had Goldfish back then.
What?
Pepperidge Farms made Goldfish for decades, probably.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I grew up.
I never saw them as a child. So.
Well, you lived in the middle of nowhere, so
they still have.
I got the
grocery
VHS
stores.
For We're Back, a dinosaur story.
What the hell?
Got to get some more dinosaur VHSs, you know?
Yeah, you
always
need a whole Land Before Time collection. Do you have a clam? You don't have a clamshell of that, do
you? That's related to
what, Land Before Time?
No.
Is that in the Land Before Time universe?
No.
No. Oh, you need to get the Land Before Time hand puppets from Pizza Hut, though.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, but
I had the Casper ones.
I want the Casper ones. That's the ones that are on my eBay watch list right now.
I had the Eureka's Castle ones, too.
The Never-Ending Story. I don't have the clamshell of that till now. I never actually don't think I've purchased that one. This one I was surprised to see. The Witches. And it's in a black clamshell, which makes my dick hard. Mm. And lastly, another thing that makes my dick hard is the green case of the Goosebumps box. Oh. This one's one of those hard cases, though.
Hard.
It's like a rental copy box, almost, because it's so sturdy.
And that one's the Werewolf of Fever Swamp. So that's the second Goosebumps VHS I have. Get as many as I can.
Justin said, are you done? I'm getting tired of holding this.
He's been holding it up for like 5 minutes.
Can't wait. I've got my headphone cable out of the way. And I'm trying not to get
tangled. He's the show and tell kid who's like,
yeah. No, so I got these Ghostbusters
Mego
action figures that just released. They shipped about a half a month ahead of time than what they're scheduled to, but I pre-ordered these in February.
How much are those?
75 shipped with the soft goods, all four figures.
I got to say, I'm not disappointed that I don't own them.
Why?
I don't have any other soft
just
good
don't
ones.
Care.
I never, you know, I had a couple of the Maddie.
Let me see a picture.
Collector ones, and we'll do an unboxing.
I got that one.
On
he's got soft goods on, but that's it. That one's the best.
Yeah, and I had one of the two packs.
Oh, those. Okay.
And I had one of the two packs from Ghostbusters 2 that I bought at Big Lots, but I wound up selling on eBay because I could never find the other two for a decent price to have the whole set, so I just sold mine.
They went a little too wild on the collars, I think.
Yeah, they're not bad for what they are. I mean, if you look at Mego's stuff, it's pretty much in line with that. But
I got those real Ghostbusters ones.
The box art on this, though, is like just matching the old vintage
cool.
Beta and VHS stuff is like cool. The red.
I'm gonna go on eBay and just buy the box.
Nah, this is just one of those things to have in the collection. I don't have any soft goods. I don't plan on getting
any. Are you
going
to open it?
Yeah, I'll open these.
Yeah, I'm not a big soft goods guy.
They're not my favorite, but now that I have those, I mean, if I were to get the Home Alone soft goods figures or the
stick Macaulay in your
Clark
butt.
Griswold ones, I could have some fun.
In your butt.
A child.
A child.
God, it smells like shit ravioli in here. I don't know what happened, man.
Did
but it's just
again?
Fucking no, but it's permanent. I can just smell it. It's like that old man ravioli.
Well, it's his particles got in your nose.
I know, I'm telling you, I'm sorry for that.
Blow your nose, you'll be good.
And I ate that whole bag of licorice to try to get the taste out of my burps, and I haven't tasted the strawberries at all.
You're an old man.
That's not gonna do it.
It's the ravioli and licorice.
Hey, that wallaby red licorice is vegan and it's fucking amazing.
Well, he's got his big canteen
of water.
I think it's just his breath is like wreaking havoc in the small room.
Could be because all the garlic and the ravioli.
Have you been eating pizza?
Yeah, I have actually.
My friend, don't be a jerk.
So, should we have a moment of silence for the Queen?
Fuck the Queen. Justin should.
Why?
Because of the garlic breath.
Yeah, the Queen, that's an outdated fucking concept, isn't it? Like, everyone's like, oh, the Queen, and you're like, eh.
Yes, they should deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell.
You're like, so you mean...
Why is the patriotic people so into the royal family?
Well, why the fuck is our flag at half-mast for that?
Dude,
like,
just
fuck
go
off.
Look at the Ben Shapiro rant he did on it. It's hilarious. He's like such a fucking stan for the royals. It's hilarious.
Oh, he's defending...
He loves them.
Oh, he's another one of those guys that just...
He's like, and this is a woman who, you know, you understand, this woman, you know, she served her country, you know, and she's done this, and she's still getting all this crazy hate, dancing on her grave.
Well, she didn't choose it, right? She was born into it.
She was born into it, and she's a fucking wealthy, money-hoarding, fucking land-hoarding asshole. Like, if you're not going to give that shit away, no one cares about...
Yeah, no. Everything is
kings
fucked.
And queens and princesses anymore. That's the shit of Disney lore. No one fucking cares
dude,
about that.
Dude, even the fucking guys from the Sex Pistols were like... One of them was like, rip the queen. And I was like, you literally... For real? For fuck's sake.
Well, that's because they're old and they're going to die.
Yeah,
they're conservatives. They're idiots.
There was some Irish girl defending the queen. And I'm like...
No. The biggest people that have been celebrating were the Irish or anyone else the fucking British people colonized. Canada, like, you're free now, Canada. Australia, you're free. Like, you don't have to have them on your money anymore. Acknowledge
no,
them.
No, they just got to change it over to King Charles. They got to put King Charles on their money.
They got to put sausage fingers in charge.
Yeah. Man, it's never worked a day in his life. Like, his kids, I think, served in the British Armed Forces, but I don't think he ever did. And if he did, it was so long ago, all he did was a fucking pencil jockey. flipping pencils around and writing notes.
I don't remember. I was thinking that's you have to do that or something. I don't know. You got Hellraiser Bloodline on VHS?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's better than anything the Queen ever did in her life.
Bloodline's pretty good. It's the fourth one.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Hellraiser Bloodline is better than anything the Queen of England ever did in her entire life.
I recently picked up Hellraiser 3, 4, and 5 in a 3-pack DVD. Have not seen those ones yet. So
3, 4, and 5? I don't remember what 5 is, but...
All right, well, we have to celebrate this movie tonight. Near Dark was released 35 years ago for its initial release on September 12th, 1987.
And we're recording this on September 12th, 2022.
Shut it, son of a bitch!
The funny thing is, one of the greatest years for vampire movies, also, as competitive as they were, led to Twister.
No,
they competed. Jamie Lee Gertz, Bill Paxton. They had to meet later on together to form Twister. Jamie Lee Gertz.
Is that what you said?
It's not true.
Jamie Gertz. You know what I meant. If that's what I said.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
This is directed by Catherine Bigelow, who did Point Break, Hurt Locker, Zero Dark Thirty, and all kinds of other shit. Very, very well-known director.
And Deuce Bigelow, Mel Gigolo.
James Cameron was dating her at the time, so he talked her into using some of the...
James Cameron?
Yeah. They were married, I believe, for a brief period of time to Catherine Bigelow. But he suggested they use the people from Alien.
Is he non-binary? Are they non-binary?
Oh.
James Cameron.
He's just calling everybody.
He said they got married to James or Catherine Bigelow.
Oh, no. I guess that's all inclusive, though. So it's not like it's a bad thing.
He's just doing it to be safe.
Yeah, I don't know how James Cameron. He probably identifies as one of those fucking blue things from Avatar. I don't want to fucking get his stuff wrong. Probably come after us and kill me.
I find it's best to stay out of other people's affairs.
But that's why there's several people that were in Aliens and Near Dark.
Yeah, so. What's her name?
Well,
and then what's his name?
Bill Paxton, Lance Henriksen, and what's her name? Jeanette Goldstein.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the guy later from Terminator 2.
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
The guy that Arnold steals his bike and clothes from is in this movie as well at the bar.
I didn't catch that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The biker? Yeah.
He's at the bar. He's the guy that gets fucked up first. By Caleb, you know?
Yeah.
And Bill Paxton.
Bill Paxton is purely comic relief in this movie. He's just the over-the-top asshole, which is amazing.
He was always over-the-top.
The music by Tangerine Dream is fucking awesome.
The music score is amazing. Now, that's a band on its own. You could spend a whole episode talking about the number of fucking members they've had roll through that thing. So, you know they were going to remake this?
You know Caleb was in Top Gun?
Yes.
It was Chipper?
Yep, he's one of those... Other fly boys.
One of the more background people.
You say they're going to remake this?
They were going to remake this around the time Twilight came out, and they realized it's a vampire love story, so we don't want to do that with Twilight coming out. And I'm like...
Well, it's kind of getting...
didn't really need to remake it anyway, but good for you.
It's gaining more of a following now, so maybe they will.
It's had a pretty good cult following for a long time. It's just not talked about as much. Now, I saw someone on the internet blasphemously say that this is better than The Lost Boys, and... Different movies, completely different styles of movies.
Well, it's like how the cast of The Lost Boys hates Fright Night. They kept dragging it in the mud.
Yeah, and clearly. I love Fright Night still, too.
I love Fright Night as well. It's like it's actually probably scarier than Lost Boys, potentially.
In certain moments, yeah, I'd say they're neck and neck for certain things. Get it? Sorry. I said that on accident, and I realized it was so stupid I said it out
loud. Neck and neck.
Will you hose him, please?
Because they bite necks.
Well, I love you, too. Yeah, so Caleb basically is hitting on this chick immediately.
Caleb's
sexually assaulting.
Yeah.
Whatever.
They end up making out in the truck there.
Well, forced.
Yeah,
taking you home until you kiss me.
I don't recall that line, but if that's in there, that's more fucked up.
Oh, yeah, he took the keys out of the ignition. And he's
later on, that's a whole fucked up scene when you get to that.
Lame. Yeah. Well, she bites him. Bleeds and then runs.
Yeah.
And I like the effect of him smoking and running through the field, which was done through fucking actual lit cigars under his shirt with tubing leading the smoke.
I was going to say, I thought you were saying the character awesome. Was smoking. Like,
right, you would think I would be saying that. No, I remember that. Just he's exposed to daylight.
They put lit cigars under his clothes?
And put tubing on the ends of it so the smoke would go out.
The other thing with this...
I don't know, they must have rigged it up somehow. I could do that myself if I wanted to.
This movie never says the word vampire in it at all.
So I see Justin read the Wikipedia too.
Yeah.
He's going through all his Wikipedia notes before the actual plot.
Well, no, it's interesting because they say he bit me, but, you know, Lost Boys are like vampire left and right.
They never say zombie in Walking Dead.
No, it's interesting the way they did all that shit.
Yeah, the RV grabs him. And they're like, he's turned. Basically, after Bill Paxton is like, I want to eat him. I want to suck him off. And they're like, no, you can't do it. He's turned, she says. And he's like, well, shit.
He's one of us now.
And then he runs away after they get out. Like, they're walking around. They're going to go do some fuckery, you know, and get some blood. And he's like, I'm sorry. I can't do this. I got to go. He ends up at the bus station or whatever. He can't afford his ticket. And then the
plainclothes police line, officer approaches him.
Well, I wouldn't call him that. What I would call him is the guy from Ace Ventura.
Oh, yeah. Roger Predactor.
Yeah, exactly.
Roger Predactor.
He found Captain Winky.
Exactly. He did. And
that damn fish lived.
He gave him $3 to play with it.
Yeah. And then he gets on the bus and gets off basically immediately, or at least from our perspective.
He gets off immediately.
You can't leave out that they introduce like the rest of the family, right? So we learn about Jesse, Severin, and then the little kid Homer, but then
Homer?
Loy is pissed that the fucking police show up hours later. He's like, it's 4 hours ago. You could be anywhere by now. Loy and Sarah's little story arc in here is kind of...
She bites him and feeds... Bites herself and feeds him.
Yeah, from the wrist.
And she definitely gets off on this. She's getting WAP vibes when he's drinking her blood.
Well, yeah, she was turned by fucking Homer. She's been waiting to get laid for a long time. And
he calls home, but they don't answer. They're out looking for him.
It's like Home Alone, you know? Hyper on two.
I like Paxton with the bolo hitchhiking.
Mm-hmm.
That's classic.
Yeah, he dresses up real nice there. I love his fucking outfit for there. It just seems like something straight out of the Buddy Holly story.
classic. Western vampire genre. Classic.
Then the kid. I love it when Homer fucking fakes his bike wreck to fucking trick the people.
Oh, yeah.
Shows him feeding. I think it's the same time they kind of go around showing. And then those thugs try to... Or thugs or whatever, gangsters, whatever. Those kids. Those hoodlums.
You can call them thugs.
Gangsters.
Yeah. It's a little... Like the soulless ginger kid that is there to steal from Diamondback and Jesse. And they're like, you're going to have it.
He's like, he puts out the knife and he's like, I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Da na 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 na.
Jesse.
I hate that song, actually, not going to lie. Jesus Christ, are we in a fucking Italian restaurant? And it's like.
Probably. I'm done. I haven't even burped lately.
I know, it's just out there, though.
Refreshing. Ugh.
It's the opposite of when a cartoon person floats from a pie on the windowsill. It's the opposite of that. Well, whatever that is.
Sarah and Loy hear about the burned up RV, which is pretty cool, as they're on the search. But that was right before he tries calling home without an answer.
Caleb fails to kill the truck driver, and she kills him for him, and then feeds him again.
He jumps out and retches and vomits. Poor little fella.
They're in Kansas, and then what's-his-face, his dad's already in Waco, Texas.
Yeah, and I thought Waco. I was like, oh, we almost joined the cult when we drove by there. Mm-hmm.
The little kid vampire Homer is in River's Edge.
Oh, yeah,
he's Keanu's little brother.
Yeah, he looked familiar.
Yeah, I recognized him immediately because I love that movie, but I didn't know if you guys remember. The bar scene at the pool hall is the best scene in the movie, pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
It takes the cake. They get in there, and he's basically trying to get fucking Caleb to...
Yeah, they give Caleb the ultimatum, like, you kill tonight or you're dead.
This is where you get that guy from Terminator 2.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically...
Severin's being a fucking major dick with the shots and everything.
They're all kind of being
dicks.
Some of them are sitting down and being dicks, and he's out there being a real cock, and then he...
Yeah, he's just so fucking great. He's such an asshole, and you're like, man, that guy's got to be a lot of fun.
Hmm.
And then he basically ends up getting Caleb's ass kicked by the guy from Terminator 2, and then Caleb kicks his ass. And then
he's
all
like,
hell
did
breaks
I do that?
Loose.
He like he full on says the Steve Urkel line because I wrote it down. Did I do that?
Right. the waitress who gets her fucking throat slashed.
Yeah, and they fill the fucking the cup of blood. I'm like, that's pretty badass. Like, I don't even want to eat from you. I just want to drink.
Or Bill Paxton pretending that the choking of the guy choking him is working. He's like. Yeah.
My favorite thing is when Bill goes to eat that guy and he's like,
he steals his glasses too.
Yeah, and he says he hates that. He's like, I hate it when they're not shaved.
He's talking about fucking his mom that whole time too.
Yeah, I know, it's amazing. But then he talks about hating the guy eating from the guy's neck that it's not shaved. It's beautiful, 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 beautiful. Then the bartender shoots Caleb though. That's classic. Because he just fucking survives and everyone's confused as fuck by what the hell's going on.
She dances with the guy who then jumps out the fucking window.
Yeah. And Caleb is too slow to catch.
Lets him fucking leave.
Mm-hmm.
And then the police show up at the motel they're at, and they fucking end up escaping. Fucking burned to shit.
That's a badass scene, though. Like, all the bullet holes blowing through that little bungalow. I don't like how I called it a bungalow. And he's like, haven't I seen you before?
A bungalow.
And then he makes the joke about coming around every 50 years.
Right. At one point, later on, he says that he was in the fucking fought for the South.
Yeah, he's like, we lost. And you're like, well, no shit, you did. I'm glad somebody from the South admits it. So Caleb tries to sacrifice himself to help him escape, right? So he runs out with that fucking cape over his head to get the van going.
Yeah. He escapes while on fire. They escape.
Fire.
Jesse's artist, fucking Caleb has earned his place.
Yeah, I said he earns the gang's respect.
And they're at the Godspeed Motel.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of... It's hard to notice these if you're just not really looking for them, but like Western tropes, and this is one of them where they're sitting around playing cards, mm-hmm. and they even have the joke about cheating and...
Shooting each other,
exactly.
Yeah. And checks up his like sleeve, yeah.
And it goes along with the like... bar fucking brawl that we just had and
mm-hmm.
police standoff shootout. And
Homer.
His sister basically is observed by Homer, yeah.
At the vending machine.
And he's like, come back to my room and watch TV with me.
She's like, is it a color TV? And then
as fuck.
They get in there and the TV is like doing the end of the night salute, a salute, you know, like it used to do.
For you kids out there.
Yeah, TV used to stop.
And it turns out that, Caleb runs in and realizes it's her, and then his dad's there, and, oh, it's a bunch of fuckery now.
The whole family bullshit.
And,
they escape.
Yeah, basically, they end up escaping after some fucking fuckery. And,
Caleb sees all the stuff in the back of the truck. And
he gets
has
a transfusion from his daddy, as he keeps calling him.
Yeah, he gets a blood transfusion,
daddy.
Which cures him magically.
Daddy.
He wakes up in the sunlight.
Ooh, fill me up, daddy, with your blood.
She's like, your body's
ooh.
Warm now.
Ooh, daddy. That's what he's like.
Yeah.
And he gets a transfusion, and he's cured.
Isn't that in another vampire movie, if you get a transfusion or something?
I feel like I've heard that in another.
Is that a Daybreakers also?
Maybe.
No, Daybreakers, they're cured by exposure to the sun and then being not exposed to the sun, like flashes of it. I don't know, some weird shit. Bill Paxton is the Terminator riding around on the front of this truck.
Yes, that's what I said. Yeah, basically after that whole fucking truck scene, it's basically like Rumpelstiltskin meets Terminator 2, only
yeah,
before
he's burnt
those.
Up the fuck, yeah, like Rumpelstiltskin is.
Burnt to shit climbing up the hood of that car, and he's an asshole too, man. It's awesome.
Oh, I like Jesse getting hit in the face with that knife. I'm tired.
Well, and then Severin's character just fucking gets killed by the truck exploding because he jackknifes it, and you know, that goes back to the whole foreskin shadowing thing earlier where they're like, hey, want to learn how to drive this truck?
Right.
Luckily, he got a free lesson before he cowered out of eating.
May jumps out of the car with Sarah and rolls, and then fucking Homer follows and ends up fucking just straight up exploding on the road.
He doesn't even care. He's just fucking so angry. He's like dying.
He's just like, purpose. There's no chance of me getting any pussy. I'm done.
Yeah, he's just like, ever. I'm dead. I'm like, done.
Fuck this.
Gives up.
And I like how What's-Her-Face says, fun times, right before they explode.
Oh, yeah.
Yelling again.
Do all psychos right. fucking explode when sunlight hits them?
I don't care how fucking crazy they are.
Yeah, exactly. So many vibes there. There's lots of nods to this movie, though, within From Dusk Till Dawn, so.
And then he transfuses her. Everybody has the same blood type, so they're really lucky there.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the one
well,
thing
his
about this
family is O negative or whatever the fuck. Universal
yeah, they're the
donor
universal
is.
Donor, yeah. Universal soldier, donor, same.
And then they freeze frame, which made me laugh.
Oh, that freeze frame at the ending is so terrible.
When they jump in the air.
Yeah,
in
basically.
The credits. She wakes up normal again.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I got to say, I enjoy this movie, but it's not as good as The Lost Boys.
It's gooder.
It's fun, but the replayability is not quite where it could be for a vampire film.
You think it's lacking?
I think it's
lacking the humor.
Just different.
And charm.
I don't compare them to each other. I don't think it's too different. This one is. This doesn't fit the same mold. I agree that this one's more like fucking Twilight than it is Lost Boys.
The love story thing. They just don't spend enough time on developing that relationship.
Well, they don't have enough time to an hour and a half movie, but it's still like the main focus of everything.
Yeah, I mean, that's why this whole movie's happening is because of this little interaction. So. It's a fun flick. Severin's
then
amazing.
Again, I had Twilight on my top 10 vampire movies, so that doesn't bother me or anything.
Oh, no,
that's why I
shit.
Like this a lot.
Jesse, the cowboy cast in this movie is great. I mean, the whole vampire crew is awesome. Everyone's in there.
The cast is all exceptional. Caleb looks like Steve from Stranger Things in this movie because it's always in the dark, and I'm always looks like Steve. His hair.
Yeah, and I love how when Severin's going after him, he wants his boot spur back. He's like, I want my spur back.
Yeah.
All the shit talking between those two guys is pretty good.
I like the butt-fucking scene.
Yeah?
What?
When was that?
You don't remember that?
That's
what's about to happen here when this episode's over.
I was going
to
say, that's what I spliced in the middle of the movie before I gave him the VHS copy. It's the nice thing about VHS is you can splice in all the pornography like it's done in Fight Club.
How many stars do you give this movie out of 10?
8.
12. No, I don't know. 7 or 8.
I would give it 8 or 9. 8.5.
Is that on a vampire movie ranking or a general movie?
Just
that's
overall.
My personal taste.
Okay.
Yeah. I like the...
Ghostbusters obviously is a 10. Lost Boys is a 10. So this is probably a 9, I'd say, for me.
Yeah, for me, it's definitely an 8. There's just a few things, due to time constraints, that I thought would have made it a little more enjoyable, but...
Well, I think if you had made this movie in 2 hours and 20 minutes or 2 hours and 10 minutes, extra 40 minutes in there for more character development stuff, excellent.
Because the things that to me are missing in this movie, and by all means, it's a good movie, but I would love to know more about Severin's character. Like, where's he come from, right? We just kind of get the idea that, hey, Jesse's about 150 years old, give or take, maybe a little bit more, based on him being a World War II. And you're like, okay, whatever.
You mean Civil War?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Well, he lived through the World War II as well.
That's World War Zero.
No, that was America War I. Mm. Second one's probably going to happen in our lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Trump versus Biden.
I would pay to see those two fight in a boxing match, and hopefully they both died.
Jesus Christ. Well, I don't think we can put this out.
They break a hip.
Nobody's going to see this. Don't worry.
Hopefully they beat each
well, he
other
didn't
to death.
Threaten them. He said
no. Yeah, that's cool if... that's not what the
can,
rules are.
You can
you can't
this.
Hope someone or imply that
someone dyes their shirt with tie dye.
I just said they get into a boxing match.
They
and they're both
their,
geriatric, so natural well, things happen.
Well,
to them.
Break their hips. Just hope for that.
Jesus Christ.
You know how to edit this. You're going to edit anyway.
Can you hope that people break their hips?
I'm not going to remember to, probably.
Well, if you do this right after we record, you will. I don't know. I can't help you there.
Well, you're the one who said it, so.
Yeah, canceled.
Not canceled, just YouTube will flag it. You won't be able canceled. To hear it. So now we are here just talking.
Well, they just cut
ourselves.
The audio out of...
Well, I'm going to fucking cut like the last 4 minutes out of this, probably.
At this point, he's just going to cut it off because he doesn't know.
Just kidding, you're going to hear all of this. Good night, everybody.